It was really important. You know, today was the day that we had an opportunity to come out and do it outright. And it's better that we came out and do it ourselves than wait for someone else to come out and, you know, lose or something and put ourselves in a situation where, you know, we're dependent on someone else. I think this is the best way. So you come out and you handle your business like we did and get a win.
He's been here a long time. He's seen the Colts win this division a number of years. Talk about how satisfied it is personally for you guys to get this thing, maybe change the title.
It's real satisfying. When I first got here, you know, we kind of were on top of the division, and, you know, about 2004, 2005, kind of everything shifted, you know, to Indianapolis. And I think that this year that we've put together so far and to win the division has been great for our team, our organization, and, you know, for the guys that have been here for a few years that have been through the tough times. And, you know, to be on a team that's now 12-1, division, AFC South Division winners, that's huge.
A little extra motivation you got going into the week that you're going against the first year quarterback right when it started 3 years?
I don't know if there's any motivation. I know there's a sense of urgency as a defense to not to go out there and, you know, lay an egg because the quarterback has not started a game in, you know, a couple of years. And, you know, you don't take anyone for granted. If you're in this league, that means you're one of the best players in the world at, actual football. So, you know, any given Sunday, we definitely hold true to that.
A lot of penalties out there today. You guys, season high penalties. Talk about the chippiness and maybe what's going on.
I sensed a lot on when the offense was on the field. You know, those guys on the Cleveland Browns, they have a lot of pride. Even talking to them after the game, a lot of them are upset just to how the way their season went. And, you know, they weren't necessarily going out there to start fights and pick fights just because they were losing. You know, they're competitive, and, you know, it's football. Things like that happen all the time. But, you know, we're playing for something. They just weren't going to concede to us, nor should they. So, you know, sometimes you just have to, you know, bow up and, you know, get with it.
How strange was the atmosphere, having a temporary lighting in the locker room and not having that one warlord here on most of the first half?
Oh, it wasn't that bad. You know, the temporary light, I don't know. We worked through that. And then the scoreboard, the only problem with that was is that's the scoreboard that I watch when I'm on the sideline to see what the offense is doing. So just have to use the far scoreboard.
This is the thing when you guys weren't at your sharpest offensively, especially, but I guess if you could take a day to have a game like this, this would be the game, this would be the team.
Yeah, I know the offense put up 28 points, I think it was. You know, I know defensively we played pretty solid. You know, our goal was to stop Jamal. I think we did a great job of doing that, stopping the running game altogether and put it in Ken Dorsey's hands and give him the opportunity to win the game. And I think that we did a good job of executing our game plan on defense. And, you know, 28-9, now we're division champs. So I think we did great.
Thanks.